Well, you live in an HOA, and the repeater location is apartment building across the street from the state police department here in town.
Oh, okay, I'll have to look into that. No, no, Heather says there's no HMO around here, or homeowners, HOA, whatever, homeowners association, but I've noticed nobody around here in this area. The roofs are all clean, and nobody's got antennas or anything up. I've got a couple miles away from here, and I've seen a couple hams here and there. There's somebody, I don't remember where they're at, but not too far from here, 3 or 4 miles. They've got, oh shoot, they've got beams set up, or they've got a Yagi set up. Then they've got a multi-band loop set up, and then a couple verticals sticking up in the air. And every time I drive by there, I haven't, Heather hasn't caught it yet. I want to show her the antennas. She might kick me out when she sees them.
Yeah, I think you'll find that nobody's going to care. Like a lot of people, they still got old TV antennas in their yard or old towers with broken rotors and dead television antennas from the 80s still in their yard. But yeah, I put a tripod on my roof with a 10-foot mask with a 10-element Cushcraft beam, and I also tied a 20-meter double bazooka, just a, basically a dipole antenna to it as well, and strung one into each side of my yard's fence to keep the elements lifted up. And that's pretty much all I got. And then for anything else, I take the radio and I go to Bay City. Bay City's a POTA location. So I sit in the parking lot with the 40-meter ham stick, and I sit in the grass with my dogs and play radio doing FT8.
That sounds like fun. You're the second person that I've heard talk about ham sticks. And I've been looking at them because I like the size of them. Do you seem to like using the one you've got? That worked good for you?